that's it. It's Matthew Southern Comfort from their album Second Spring, their second album, covering James Taylor from his very first album. The Beatles put out the first James Taylor album on Apple Records, and then he went off to great fame right afterwards when he came back to the States. And obviously Matthew Southern Comfort heard that and added to their repertoire early on, probably before James Taylor was a big deal in the States. I'd have to get out the time map and figure that out. A couple obscurities. Trader Horn from their one and only album, Morning Way. You heard the title track, Morning Way. That's Judy Diabo on vocals, who was associated with a pre-King Crimson band called Giles, Giles and Fripp. And Jackie McCauley, who was one of the early members of Van Morrison's band Them. And they turned around and did that beautiful album. Judy Diabo just passed away in the last year or so. Sad. She seemed like a real nice person. I interacted with her a couple times, and she seemed always cheerful right to the very end. Trees, another obscure English folk band. And I had to think about if I had anything by him. A friend said, Ron, do you know this band? You must. And that's not always the case. I knew of the band, but I don't own any of their albums. I think they did a couple, at least. But I did have a compilation by the English label Harvest, which I own because it had, at that time, a unreleased Pink Floyd song. But it's another dozen or so releases, songs from Harvest record releases, and that was one of them. And sounded good. Sort of makes me wish I would have picked those up when they were around cheap back in the early 70s. You could find stuff like that pretty easily. But it was just a matter of limited funds. I had to either have a job delivering papers or save my pennies, and I could scour around and buy those things that would show up. And I had to prioritize. And over the years, I've been catching up a lot, filling in some blanks. But that one, Trees, has eluded me so far. I'm glad I have one song, and I enjoyed that. I would definitely investigate further. That finished out the hour. It's 5 o'clock. Let me do this, and I'll tell you what's going on. This is KGLT Bozeman, KGLZ East Helena, serving the Helena Valley. KGLT is supported by Outside Bozeman Magazine and The Outpost, a weekly email roundup and resource for activities, trails, and tales of outdoor adventures in and around Bozeman. Information at OutsideBozeman.com. And Straightaway Motors, Foreign American Auto Repairs, now at their new location in the corner of 7th and Griffin, right here in Bozeman. Phone 585-7112. Yeah, welcome to Midtown. And the Attic in Livingston, live concert venue with in-house sound and full bar, also available for weddings, celebrations, and more. Information, event schedule online at theatticmontana.com, located at 110 North Main in downtown Livingston. Oh, what I wanted to tell you, we have this new thing I mentioned last week vaguely. It's called Spintron. It's not new, it's new to us. And it's an online playlist and archive. So if you missed a show, you can actually go back and listen to it now. You have a two-week window. You have to go to Spintron, which is Spinitron.com/KGLT, and you'll get a schedule. You'll get a menu. Go to the schedule and click on the show you want to follow or to listen to, and you should be able to hear it. We're testing it right now, seeing how accurate it is. It can be fooled, so sometimes it throws up random songs. But it's done me well so far this time. It missed one song. It missed the Tree song, but I can add it to the list. So that means when you listen to the archive, you hear the correct song. If it throws up the wrong song and nobody fixes it, you have a rude interlude in your playback. So a little bit of work required to finesse this. And I was just Jack McShay has been showing me the ins and outs, and we were just discussing why does it miss things. And it's obviously that it's listening to a lot of stuff because it's going to a database in China. And I see the songs come up within a couple seconds. So imagine that. It can process what I'm playing, draw it from a database, and fling it back up on this individual playlist right here. Just stunning, this modern world. I'm going to keep trying to fool it. So we'll see what happens. This is another one of the records I picked up. This has been out for a little while. It's from our good friend and near neighbor, Jason Lytle. It's a Software Slump album played on wooden piano, as it's announced. It's a solo version of the album, and it's really lovely. I'm glad I finally tracked one down.
Adrift again, 2,000 men. You lost your maps, you lost the plans. Did you hear them yell, land, damn it, land? Say you can't, well I hope you can. Yeah, I hope you can. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay.
One, two, three, four.
How's it going, 2,000 men? Welcome back to solid ground, my friend. I heard all your controls were jammed. Well, it's just nice to have you back again. But I guess they still don't understand. Instead, I'm here to tell you, I believe they want you to give in. Are you giving in to 2,000 men? Thank you. even in 2,000 men.
All alone, bears fruit. shiny breath. Gave a woman love a look and told me not to worry about my life. A little bird looked down and sang a song to me. A little bird looked down and sang a song.
Finish up with a spectacular Thunderclap Newman. You know him from their hit Something in the Air. They did one album and a few singles. The album's called Hollywood Dream. You heard The Reason from that. Was that the single version or that's the album version? There's I believe a single version too. Great. That's Jimmy McCullough on lead guitar. He played with Wings and Pete Townsend's chauffeur, Speedy Keen, singing and playing drums, writing the songs. Just an oddball one-off art project that Pete Townsend did, and it's a spectacular in every sense of the word, I believe. What's this one called? Oh, okay. What else is in there? I'll start off with Granddaddy. Jason Lytle at the piano singing He's Simple, He's Dumb, He's the Pilot. Like I said, that's really, really nice. I was surprised that a remake like that could be so good. But Jason's got it. And hopefully there's an album in his future. I know he's doing some gigs in Portland. He had a European tour with an orchestra lined up too, so don't know. I haven't heard from him since Christmas when he checked in. But he's out there live and making music at his own pace, as it should be. The Beach Boys, Dennis Wilson from Friends singing Little Bird, and then Thunderclap Newman. 5:21. I have about 40 minutes left, and I'm going to try to make the most of it. I'm working on it right now as we speak. but while I'm here, I need to tell you a couple things.
Female characters, whether real or fictional, are often at the center of great music.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
I'm Jim DeRogatis.
And I'm Greg Kot. We share some of our favorite songs named after women. This week on Sound Opinions.
Sound Opinions, Sunday at 6 p.m. on KGLT.
Okay. I got something else I want to do, but I need to figure out how to do it. So while I'm trying to do that, I'm going to play some music.
There's a song I know too well. There's a place I go.
Just as I This is called Get 'Em Out by Friday.
Thank you. from genetic control is by sad duty to inform you of a form of restriction.
From 1973, Genesis Live, from the album of the same name, Get 'Em Out by Friday. Split Ends started us off with the single A-Side, Another Great Divide. Echoing the Bunnymen from their debut album, Mirror Pictures on My Wall. King Crimson Live at Cap d'Ange, to Matty Kudasai. It's Rich sitting in for Uncle Duke today, so be ready for that. What I want to tell you was, I got it here. The 5 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by KSM-TV, Montana's public television channel line. Tonight on Montana PBS, it's Washington Week at 7, firing line at 7:30, and 8 o'clock, great performances, 10 o'clock, BBC World News, okay? But you'll be listening to KGLT. So let me set this correctly. Yes, I think this is going to work. I'm going to play you a long bit. This is an alternate version, early alternate version of Dark Side of the Moon, three of the songs. So enjoy. I'll be back in 2 weeks. Yeah, and more. See you then. Thank you.
on the grass. The lunatic is on the grass, remembering games and daisy chains and laughs. Got to keep the loonies on the path. The lunatic is in the hall. The lunatics are in my hall. The paper holds their folded faces to the floor. And every day the paper boy brings more. And if the dam breaks open many years too soon, and if there is no room upon the hill, and if your head explodes with dark foreboding, I'll see you on the dark side of the moon. The lunatic is in my head. The lunatic is in my head. You raise the blade. You make the change. You rearrange me till I'm sane. You lock the door and throw away the key. There's someone in my head, but it's not me.
All right. That was some Pink Floyd there. Good evening. You're listening to KGLT Bozeman, KGLZ, East Helena, serving the Helena Valley. This is Rich Deming, and I'll be with you from 6 p.m., which it is right now, until 9 p.m. tonight.